Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Rather than fighting, we should just all be inclusive and love each other. We're all in this together.
From New York, up in Harlem, Don Lemon. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to say to y'all what my mom said to me last night. What's wrong with these NFL players? What's wrong? What's going on here? Do we know? First, it was Ray Rice. Well, I should say it was a video of the Baltimore Raven running back cold cocking his girlfriend on an elevator that started off. Then came Adrian Peterson. I should say then came the photos of the Minnesota Vikings running back's four-year-old son with bruise marks and welts. And then there was Greg Hardy. This time there are no pictures, at least not yet, of the Carolina Panthers defensive end manhandling his former girlfriend and threatening to kill her. Now there is Jonathan Dwyer. We don't know yet if there are pictures or video of the Arizona Cardinals running back allegedly assaulting a 27-year-old female companion and the 18-year-old child, 18-month-old child, who's allegedly that's his mother. The genie is now out of the bottle. It is my prediction that it is only the beginning when it comes to the NFL and women stepping forward. Each time the spotlight is shown on the darkness that is domestic violence and domestic abuse, another football wife or girlfriend is empowered to tell her or her child's stories. For Ray Rice's then girlfriend, now wife, and Adrian Peterson's son, it's the videos and the photographs that say it all. Greg Hardy's former girlfriend's testimony speaks volumes too. Volumes which include her throwing her onto a bed covered in rifles and ripping a necklace from her neck. She reportedly told the Charlotte Observer, "I was so scared I wanted to die. When he loosened his grip slightly, I said, just do it. Kill me." The contention of the mother of Jonathan Dwyer's child is loud and clear. It includes, among other charges, aggravated assault on both her and their minor child. Women who are living in this private hell can only hear their own stories in the confessions of the women who are speaking out now. Yes, the genie is out of the bottle, everyone, and the NFL cannot go back now, nor should we let them.
It's crazy.
It's every day.
Every day, it seems.
Every day it seems to be another one. And, you know, at first you say, well, we don't know what happened, but we have to stop making excuses for any type of abuse and any type of violence.
And there's always pictures.
It's always
pictures.
Well, come on. Look where we live now. There's a cell phone that has a camera everywhere. There's
so if you deny anything, it's just a matter of time before the pictures come out.
And if it's not on your cell phone, it's in your elevator. It's in your hallway. Right. It's in your home.
Yeah.
And wouldn't you think, though, that someone would say, look what's going on around me. I should be on my best behavior.
But you're
right
asking
now.
For them to make sense. And obviously, this is a rage that you cannot make sense of in terms of at the heat of the moment. And we're asking very immature people to act like adults.
We are. But still, even that immaturity or whatever. I mean, listen, these guys are in their 20s. And
they're immature.
And they're immature. But here's the thing that I have been, and as I said, we have to stop making excuses. Because I did it a little bit saying, you know, well, you know, my mom used to whip me and all that stuff. But then you see the pictures, that's beyond the pale. If we don't want to own this at something that is cultural for us, or if we just don't want to own that as people of color, then we have to stop making excuses for it by saying, this is what happened to me when I was a kid. I'm okay. Okay, fine. But you must examine what is behind that. And if whether that is teaching a person to be violent, I don't know the answer to it. But because of this, I really think that we need to think about that.
Make them think, Don Lemon.